Blackstone Audio presents The Shelter Cycle by Peter Rock. This book is read by Amy Rubinade. For L. When I was out by myself in the mountains, I liked to think he was somewhere in the trees. I hiked up the canyons, over the ridge, and under the pines and aspens, to a place where an old cabin had been. It was only a stone chimney and foundation, all broken down. I tore out long grass for a bed, then stepped through the doorway, a gap in the stones with no walls on either side. I could hear dogs barking far away when I closed my eyes. I heard the stream nearby, the wind in the leaves above. And I heard my name. Francine. Francine. He stood in the doorway, wearing his dark blue Cub Scout shirt, the patches on his pocket, and his jeans with holes in the knees. Colville Young. He pretended to knock on the door, then stepped inside and stretched out next to me on the bed of grass. We were 10 years old, 11. He was shorter, and his arms were too long for his body, and his hair was almost white, even lighter than mine. High above, the aspen's leaves slapped, the blue sky bright between them. I listened to Colville's breathing, trying to match mine to it. My shoulder felt his shoulder, even though we didn't touch. I turned my head, his ear so close to my mouth. When I moved my fingers down along my side, they touched his, and we both pulled away. Eyes closed, we listened to the stream, its liquid sounds the voices of undines, the nature spirits who served water. I imagined all the elementals looking down at the two of us on our bed of green grass. They were the servants of God and man in the planes of matter, which is where we were living, where they protected us. The undines in the water and the spirits that served the fire element, called salamanders. Elementals of the earth were gnomes, those of the air, sylphs. The thoughts we had out in nature were actually the elementals making their wishes seem like ours. We built tiny homes for them, filled with quartz crystal, in the little caves of the splintery cliffs. The elementals were part of the reason our parents let us play alone out there. Our parents, they had so much to do, so many preparations to make. It was fortunate for everyone that we had spiritual protection. What you are reading is the beginning of a letter. It is a letter to you, though I don't know when you'll be able to read it. It is also a letter to myself, to remind me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?